In the Loop, rolling on. Guys, we got to have a team meeting here real quick. We're about to do the Think Tank. It's the number one segment in Houston. It's the number one segment in the nation. It's the number one segment in the country. It's revolutionary, as some loopholes have said. But the last couple days, it hasn't been great. And I'll blame myself for that. But we got to be better.
Should we do another quick primer? Because we get so many new listeners
every
day. We
don't need a primer. What we need is the Think Tank redneck to just let the game come to him.
Yeah.
Let the game come to him.
But also for those joining us, you come in. You know how to do it.
I think that, bam.
And go. And be ready on the, you know, listen on your phone, not on the radio.
That's all you need. That's all you need to do. And we just got to be better. We just got to be better.
But before that, Freddie, you said what now?
Nobody's talking about something.
Yeah. Nick Martin.
A legit.
Nick Martin.
You heard it here first. Nick Martin.
Mm-hmm. We have not given, and I say that only because, not in a negative way, I just say it in the sense that, you know, here we are going into week 14 of the National Football League season. We've loved up Deshaun, we've loved up JJ, we've loved up Nuke, we've loved up, hell, Demaryius Thomas. I mean, everybody on the, B.O.B.'s getting love. We have yet to give any love to number 66, Nick Martin.
I think part of it is he started the year slowly and was kind of like, hey, I thought this guy was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
You know, because he had some blow-ups early on. I think the other part of it is because the line was bad early. I mean, just in general, how many times did Deshaun Watson get hit and run for his life and everything else? The line is one of the better stories of the season right now.
And how it's progressed.
And how it's progressed, especially in the run game.
But think about it this way, too. Mm-hmm. Think about this. All right. You've had a couple different guys at left tackle. You've had Senyo Kelamete, who's been a warrior at left guard. Let's make no mistake about it, but he's missed some time. We know Zach Fulton missed some time. And Kendall Lamb, who didn't, you know, I mean, you've shuffled through three guys at that right tackle position.
Right. And now it's a little more settled. Martin's been there.
Nick Martin was your opening day starter and has not changed from week one.
And you said earlier, and I didn't finish answering the question because we started talking more about Julian and Nick Martin. You asked Landry and I, like, okay, moving forward, who do you feel about? And do you really feel like the draft is going to be, like, it's going to be a big time? How big of a focus is it going to be? I really do think it's going to be a big focus.
What, the O-line?
Yeah, because I like Julian. I've been on the record. I think he's been a project. I think the project is starting to you know,
bear some fruit.
The clay is starting to mold.
Yeah, I'm
you
with
know?
You on that. I think year three could be a big year for him.
Nick Martin, we know, had a good year first year. When he's healthy, he's really good, and he's starting to get really good again. But Kelamete, Fulton, and Kendall Lamb, you give them a ton of credit this year, especially in the run game. They're really making some holes. But seriously now, how confident are you moving forward in any of those three guys? Kelamete, Fulton, and Lamb. Because Kelamete and Lamb have been in the league about 6 years each. That's kind of what they are. And Lamb, I think, is overachieving right now.
It's hard to say with Kendall Lamb. Because maybe, you know, with linemen, is it one of those situations where everything just finally came together for
him? Switch went off, yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe it did finally go. I would say Zach Fulton's going to, I mean, hell, you signed him to, what, a 3-4 year deal, so I don't think he's going anywhere. I think Kelamete's maybe in the same boat. But I'll tell you what, I think you're going to have a lot. Because, again, you're going to have guys on rookie deals next year. So you're going to feel pretty good about that. And, again, if they get beat out, they get beat out. But could you do a lot worse at as far as backups than Zach Fulton and Kelamete? Because you got to believe, Rankin could possibly be your starting left guard next year.
These guys could just be depth next year. Like, if you upgrade these guys,
exactly.
it's even more depth. And you talk about versatility, you talk about all that. This team might have a deep O-line next year, and it's a blessing. And this might be something nobody's talking about. Nate Solder, thank God he did not come here. Thank God he did not come here, because you would have less cap space, you would have a crappy left tackle with a declining skill set, and we wouldn't even be looking at Julian Davenport right now unless they moved him to the right side, and we saw how that worked out. That sucked.
And so the question was, you know, in the with the draft next year, you know, what kind of focus? I think a lot. I think they are going to have they know what they got, and they know they need that depth, because right now they don't have. They have zero depth pretty much right now.
No, they're an injury away from trouble.
You could be in a lot of trouble. Guard, you can live with Fulton or Kelamete getting hurt. I think I don't know that you'd miss a huge. Listen, you lose one of those two, you got Mance that can fill in. You don't miss a beat. You lose a second guard. Okay, now you got Martinez Rankin, but I feel better at him. I feel better about him playing guard.
Yeah,
you miss one of these tackles. Wash out now.
Exactly.
Wash out.
Exactly.
Knock on wood, Freddie.
Yeah.
Just be safe. There you go.
No one's talking about how well Bill O'Brien is managing games.
713-572-4610 to get in. It is the In the Loop Think Tank. We do it Monday through Friday at 1240. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Why, Lopez?
Because nobody cares.
Exactly. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that. What would you do if my take was doo-doo? Would you hang up and tell me I stink? If I go on too long and don't stay in my lane, hang up, but it won't happen because you know it's Think Tank Dank. I get high and listen to In the Loop. What's
what
up,
a
guys?
Great start. What a That's great
it.
Start.
Wow, that was good.
Hey, and good for you, man.
Yeah, I got one thing to say real quick, though. I want to shout out Pavetex for what he said yesterday. Bro, you hit the nail on the head, except for one thing, man. You have to be a star before you're an all-star. Sorry, bro.
Dude, Wonder Years is the most underrated sitcom of all time, by the way.
I gotta digest that a little bit.
Okay. Digest it. Do what you got to do.
It's not digesting well.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Man, what happened to you guys? How y'all doing? I'm just playing. I don't care. Hey, this Fraser, man, UPS, man. Why I got to follow up with this guy to think he know how to sing, man? Come on, man. Help me out. And, man, John Lopez, I ain't called in a while, man. But, look, last week you said something about a guy's junk. Look, the only person that I know that can get away with that is John McClain, man. He the only one to sell booty hole around here. Have a good one.
You too, my man. What did I say about a guy's junk?
I don't know. I don't remember.
His arms are like an inch and a half shorter than you want.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
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 I think y'all need to stop talking about Lance Armstrong. Stick to football. Stick to what you know, bros.
What do we need to know about it? What's the research, homie?
He's not the worst person on the planet.
We didn't say he was. Who said he was?
I did.
Oh, you
did? Yeah, he's up there. What's the research?
No, he's not up there, man. He is actually a really good guy. He's still one of my heroes, man. I'm a cyclist. You guys got to stick to football.
You're a cyclist, right? So ask Greg LeMond how he feels about Lance Armstrong.
Hey, ask his wife. Ask a lot of people. You do some research. But thanks for your cycling.
There you go.
Keep doing what you do. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I'll tell you what, man. I gotta apologize for muffing up the number one segment in the country. I take full responsibility for that. I understand. Got to stay in your lane. Less is more. Hey, I tell you one thing else. BOB had it right the whole time. There is such thing as the cheese, and I done took it, and I fell in the trap, and I feel horrible. I let you down. I let the loopholes down. More importantly, I let Landry's mom down. I just feel terrible about it.
She forgives you.
Y'all just keep doing what you're doing. I'm
going to
try to stay in my line. Y'all stay in yours. We're
going to
have a good old time.
Dude,
you're going to
make
great comeback. That's the greatest comeback in Think Tank history. Man, still stuck on Lance Armstrong. Yeah. He's a great guy. That's the. Thanks for calling the Think Tank, Satan. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think the Texans and the Saints will meet in the Super Bowl. I think the Texans should play man defense on first and second down, put six DBs in on third down, have Kareem shadow. Kamara, I hope you're listening, OB.
Shout out.
You just laid out a Saints game plan?
Shout out to my middle son. Well, he's my last son, my middle child, BG, predicted Saints Texans in the Super Bowl in September.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
What'd he do, fellas? Money Mike here from the Get Down. Fixing to speak them words of wisdom on December 6th in the year of our Lord. So let me leave y'all. Hey, first of all, hope y'all have a safe trip to Philly.
Thank you.
Let me leave y'all with the six ethics of life. Before you pray, believe. Before you speak, listen. Before you spend, earn it. Before you hit send, think. Before you quit, try. And before you die, live. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, my God. Gosh,
this
dude.
Is a great Money Think Tank. Mike, don't man. Jinx it. Don't Money jinx Mike. It. It's a great Think Tank so far.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
And what would you say if I told you today that I love to listen to In the Loop? The Texans are going to beat up on the Colts. It's Super Bowl or bust, baby. It's Gupta, baby. Have a good one.
He did that on the fly in response to the previous one. Gupta's solid.
You're on the think tank, go.
Hey, man, it's FedEx Henny, man. I just want to let y'all know, man, I'm having a good day. I hope y'all having a good day. And I just want to address the think tank real quick. It don't matter what y'all do, man. This is the voice of the Texans. And it don't matter if you call in, tear them down, or lift them up. You always be better than Gallant. And I want to let you know, Freddie, you may be a enablement, but I'm ex-Army, and we winning that game on this weekend.
Ooh, it's on,
walking down, baby.
It's on.
Oh, I got to ask y'all a question. Hey, I really write poetry. I wanted to write one for the think tank, but I didn't have a topic. I couldn't think of one, so I wanted to ask y'all. I listened to get out the way, but I just really want to know what topic y'all would like me to write on.
We'll think about that. We'll tell you after the think tank. Yeah.
That's it.
I want him to write on Deontay. Deontay tomorrow.
There you go. Deontay Foreman.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, this is Big Game James, and I think I can't wait to Deontay Foreman get back to y'all watch that red zone. You know, I work for Goodwill. I'm a driver, and I never get to go to no game. But when we get that first round by, big take, look out for Big Game James to get me some tickets for that playoff game. I'll take off. They don't give us Sundays off, but I'll take off for that. Big Game James, start it off.
Good work.
I love Big Game James.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think if you're not in a hurry, you need to get the hell out of the flipping fast lane, dipstick. Oh,
seriously.
Thank you for editing yourself
that is
there, too.
So true.
That's right. Good work.
Thank you very much, sir. I know road rage can get the worst of us. You're on the think tank. Go.
This is No Game James, and I want some tickets too, guys. I love In the Loop. Mama said, what she don't know won't hurt her. Goodbye.
Pave Tex?
Dude, these guys are going off the dome.
This is great, man.
You're on the think tank, go.
No Game James.
Go.
You're on the think tank, go. No Game.
Go.
I think that it's ridiculous that people keep on calling it the fast lane when it's the passing lane. And second, I think it's obnoxious of people that drive their bike on the road. If it's too dangerous for them to be on the sidewalk or people that walk, what about people in multiple thousand pound vehicles with people that just ride a little tiny bike that can kill them?
Hey, bike riders, those are vehicles too. So just respect them.
Yeah,
on the
but
road.
You know what? They need to respect the laws as vehicles.
For sure.
And I hate
for
when
sure.
they don't.
But you got to respect that as a vehicle.
Yep.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think O'Brien always says, if that makes sense, as if he's speaking a foreign language or something.
It's kind of true.
He does say that a lot.
You know, you got to get first down before fourth, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I'd let Sofia Vergara be my boss.
No, we were talking about that
Ooh,
earlier.
That's
a good one.
That's a solid one, that's yes. Strong,
yeah. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, this is Captain Mickey. I think you guys ought to quit causing a rift between me and my boy Lopey.
There you go.
Bite me.
Bite me.
We're not causing anything. Lopez is the one dropping his podcast the same day that. As... Same
it
day
wasn't
as Mickey.
My call. It was supposed to drop yesterday.
The fishing holes are talking.
I don't know. What time did you tweet it out? Was it at what, 5:59?
No.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that it's Gunta here speaking, and I bootleg Gunta, and I miss you guys. I'm sorry that I couldn't talk to you for earlier the week, but I left you some messages. I just want y'all to get them, and I think that Kareem Hunt should repent now. And make it back to the NFL as soon as possible.
Boy, he didn't put a lot of effort into his accent.
Makes me so
today. His accent gets more and more bootleg each time he calls.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think this is how long a think tank call should be. Go Army, beat Navy.
Ooh, there you go.
That's two.
Very good.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Glenn Sterner here, and when you think of F-bomb Lauren's arms, you think big.
F-bomb. What happened to F-bomb Lauren?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm disappointed that L-Mac never calls the think tank.
She's in Pennsylvania.
So? She's listening.
Ain't afraid of her.
That's true.
Yeah, she does tweeting about it.
She don't have a cell phone?
Maybe she's, you know, just taking those Insta pictures, man.
She be taking Insta pics?
Yeah.
I like how the guy just referenced the Advocare Texas guy, and that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think you guys are peckerheads.
That's the second peckerhead call we've gotten this week.
That's fair. Five more. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that the Houston Rockets need a few more players. Not one, not two, not three, not four. I say not four.
This is strong. Keep it going.
This has been good. This has been good.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think I'm letting the Houston Texans and Billy O affect my life too much. Today I officially boycotted cheese. I was a Whataburger lady asked if I wanted cheese. I said, hell no, lady. No cheese. You not listen to Billy O? He said, no cheese. No cheese from now on.
Okay, is that going to be your next pizza? If the Texans keep winning, you just don't eat cheese?
You just don't eat cheese.
I can't do that. I'm a cheese addict.
I stopped eating pizza.
Yeah, I'm a cheese addict.
Yeah, I stopped eating pizza because of Texas, but it worked. They had a nice win streak. Then it went downhill. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yo, it's Enzo with the Benzo, and I think I cut off my left foot to spend the weekend with Sofia Vergara, but I'd sell my soul for a Texan Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Got your priorities right.
Damn.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Willie Mercer is going to have two sacks and a sack fumble Sunday, and then Lopez resembles the Indian chief from the Village People.
That might be the best comparison yet. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think Marcellus is the most underrated linebacker in the NFL.
He hasn't had that good a year.
What's going on right now?
You see Marcellus?
Yeah, Merciless.
Marcellus from...
Marcellus Wallace is the most underrated linebacker.
All right, you're on the think tank. You got the last word. Go. Go.
Uh-oh.
Just choking. Got to finish strong. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think we'll never see a man as great as George H.W. Bush again.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I hope so.
Okay. Hey. There you go.
It'd be good if we did.
Much better from you guys. You guys came and represented today in a big way. Much better than the best job you guys have done all week. So 3 hours of the program in the books. Henry Thomas is on his way. He is caught up in this traffic because he's coming from the Nauf side. So he is caught up in a little bit of traffic trying to get here as well.
The 41 traffic?
So he is caught up in the 41 traffic. That is for certain. So we're awaiting him, and we will also take a trip inside the National Football League. One AFC contender's trying to get a little bit better, and one NFC quarterback who's no longer with their team, at least not on the field anyway, facing some other medical issues. What are they? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.